Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, hey, can you put the game on? At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
And today on the Bad Choice Friday, a Men's Room Mystery Dealer's Choice Edition. You either pick one of the members of the shows. We have all picked our own individual song. No one knows what we have picked. Mm-hmm. However, all you need to do is vote for the member of the show you think maybe has the best tune this week. So if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, pick between myself, Steve, Ted, or Mike. We've all picked tunes. Again, Mike is the only one who knows what we have picked.
Yeah.
Brian Castle does too, because he's got to be that guy that approves all the songs.
Of course.
For whatever reason. But either way, Ted, how was the voting so far as far as whose tune right now looks to be the winner?
We're going to have to dig deep. Thoreau's got a big lead.
All right.
How big of a lead?
He's double me, almost double me, and I'm in second place.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, you won last week, Ted.
Unlike fantasy football, I'm doing well.
Picked Bruce Springsteen and Born in the USA. I'm thinking Steve might have kept the same pick from last week, or maybe moved on to something a little bit different.
I won't say. I put two out there, is what, and then, you know, Castle had to approve, so he picked one or the other. I don't know which one he approved, so it doesn't matter to me.
Okay, all right. So vote now. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, whoever's tune you pick, that'll be the one we play coming up on a Bad Choice Friday. In the meantime, if you'd like to go to see Disturbed at Climate Pledge Arena on May the 5th, you will want to text the word sound right now to 206-803-ROCK. That is sound to 206-803-ROCK. And you will be entered to win tickets to see Disturbed at Climate Pledge on May the 5th. 10 for 10, mother. You know what?
I know. Hey, man, you did it. Normally, you forget this kind of thing. Mike and I won't say anything. We let it go. You, right, 10 for 10. That never happened.
How many times did you guys promise yourself you would not remind me?
While I was using the bathroom.
No, it was an unspoken rule, basically.
Yeah, we don't talk about it.
So, like, you'd be in the bathroom, whatever, and we would just look at each other, and we understood what the look was, which is, don't tell.
Yeah.
And we'd usually let it go. I think the latest we let it go was the end of emails once.
Yes.
Because we didn't want to break your birthdays and all that. Like, all right, let's just wait.
Now, maybe I was 9 for 10. Considering
I think you were 10 for 10 this time, man.
Still got out within the window. Sound, S-O-U-N-D, sound. Text that to 206-803-ROCK for your chance to win tickets to see Disturbed. All right, do we have time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail.
One from our question when it comes to work, who was the worst person or customer you ever had to deal with? Boo, bitches, before I started working for the Postal Service, I worked for a warehouse that delivered groceries to 7-Eleven stores. I delivered to at least 100 different ones during the time that I worked there. And I did deliver to the one on 3rd near you guys. The deliveries were always at night. The one on 3rd is not the worst one, believe it or not. The one on 1st and Cherry, which I believe is now shut down, was the worst of them all.
Yeah, I have not been there recently, but I remember before and after any kind of sporting event, I stopped in there to get smokes or whatever, and it was different.
That's right by my bus stop. I've seen that one.
Oh, yeah.
I know that one.
Yeah.
The Denny one by the Needle can have some interesting encounters.
It can, but at least it's near the Needle, so for every one really out there whack job, there's a tourist and one resident.
I would say there's another convenience store. It's not a 7-Eleven. I don't know the name of it down there in Pioneer Square. And I will go in there like for Taylor Swift.
All right.
Mike and I got excited. We kind of handed out some of our White Claws for Taylor Swift gear.
Yeah.
His wife was pissed. So I said, don't worry. I know a store. And even
his wife want the gear?
Well, no, at this point, she wanted to have
a White Claw. She wanted a White Claw.
But I walked, even that day, I walked into that store. It's just a couple blocks away, and the looks I got, they were like, you went in that store? And I was like, yeah. So I saw a bouncer
friend. Oh, I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah, and I was like, is that place still open? He's like, Ted, it is. Do not go in there. I was like, I got to get him.
So the one on First and Cherry.
We're all right, though.
Yeah. Hey, you nailed it.
Yeah.
You nailed it. You came through.
Apparently, at that location, employees had to guard my truck because it was surrounded by probably 30 homeless people who would steal from me or throw eggs in my truck or whatever they could find.
Throw eggs in it?
The one on Steel Street in Tacoma was second place. Drug deals, guys waving assault rifles, total mayhem. The one on Third was in the top five, though. I hated that job so much that I left the last three deliveries at one store. I drove my truck back to the warehouse and went home. I got fired on purpose. I was tired of crazy people. That from D.B. Cooper. All right, let's move on to the birthday request. Ola Men's Room wanted to wish my daughter, Freya, happy first birthday. Could we get a kid's fish sandwich and y'all talking all over each other about Coco Melon? Lots of love. That from Mom and from Dad.
Fish sandwich!
Well, Coco Melon is one of my favorite artists.
I have absolutely no idea.
You absolutely know who Coco Melon is. You love all Coco Melon. You've heard them over the years. They're classic.
I'm not sure about
these. They make some of the best kids' music from one year. I certainly have and don't want to remember. Mike, Coco Melon, do you have any Coco Melon?
I got a little bit of Coco Melon.
Yeah.
This is an oldie but a goodie.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
I know Coco Melon.
Round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round. All through the town.
The people on the bus.
No, the door's mine.
Yeah, they really
open and shut.
Open
come on
and
now.
Shut.
Yeah, all doors.
This song's been around since the dawn of time.
Well, okay.
It's been around since buses.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't have been that good of a show. Got canceled.
Well, Coco Melon.
What?
Yeah.
Really? The Coco Melon show.
They fired all the actors?
Like Coco Melon.
How do you cancel Coco Melon? You got a built-in audience.
For being too addictive.
I guess.
It should be renamed Cocaine Melon, says this story. Oh, my God.
Dude, this one says something. Coco Melon, yeah, hyperstimulating that is actually acts as a drug, as a stimulant.
Oh, my God.
It's a children's song.
That was for a one-year-old.
Look, I'm just saying, like, I feel like the Wiggles are still on. Like, Sesame Street's still on. Like, Coco Melon, they're like, no, you're done.
At 1 year old, my kids were addicted to Cheerios. And that's it. Come on.
Guys, please give a birthday shout out to my son, AJ. He's one of the coolest young men I know and my best friend. Can you please give an uh-oh lookout and a fish sandwich montage? Thanks, guys. That from the dad, Doug.
Uh-oh, lookout.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe eat your relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
All the gentlemen want to wish a very happy 15th birthday to my amazing daughter, Tegan. She has grown into such a fun, energetic, and unstoppable force that is a joy every single day. She got the perfect balance of spunk and heart, and we know whatever pins life throws her way, she'll knock them all down with style. So keep aiming high there, my superstar. Can you guys do a barbershop quartet fish sandwich? Some turtle sex, and have Coach Ted tell her the bowling is awesome, and she rocks it. Thanks, guys, from her mom and Michael.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
First of all, happy birthday. Bowling is awesome, man. I love bowling.
I do too.
I bet I go 4 or 5 times a year, and if you're playing at 15, that's good. You'll get better at it. I think when I was a teenager, man, in the summertime, we used to join bowling leagues at the bowling alley near our house, so we'd go play more. Also, the shoes were kind of cool, kind of funky, and then even as you get older, 15, just wait a couple years. Start going on Friday nights where they have the light-up bowl and this and that. You can do all that. Keep that bowling game strong.
Gentlemen, today is my 27th birthday, possibly the last time I'll ever hear you guys locally as I am moving to Utah. I've been listening to you guys for close to 13 years. Can't wait to continue listening on the Odyssey app when I get to Utah. So can I get 3 farts and Coach Ted giving me advice on moving out of state for the very first time? Thank you guys and stay real. That from Kyle.
It's a three-fart salute right there.
All right, you said he's moving to Utah?
Utah.
Yeah. All right. Generally, I'd always make fun of Utah, but honestly, I had a buddy that moved there a couple years ago, and he absolutely loves it. I think they changed some of the rules, too, so if you're a beer drinker, you can actually get some stuff down there. Moving out of state's going to be tough, all right? You're first going to get there. It's going to be different. Obviously, Utah and Washington, different states, but also beautiful scenery, good college football. If you're in Salt Lake, hit the Red Iguana, delicious Mexican food. And then other than that, man, you just got to go out a little bit, mix it up, find people you like at work. You'll have a new friend group in no time.
Pack an S-ton of weed with you before you leave. Oliver Jones, can you guys wish my friend Smalls a happy 37th birthday with Turtle Sex, Leroy Jenkins, and the captain, giving him advice on catching some clams this weekend on the coast. Thanks a lot, guys. That from Pasty. Or Pasty. 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 Whatever.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Oh!
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Well, you've come to the right place when it comes to getting clams on the beach. Technically, what's wrong with you, Mike? You get down on your hands and knees, you lightly rake the sand about 1 inch below the surface until you hear or feel the rake scrape a shell. Or do what the old Capitan does. When he's on the hunt for some clam to eat, buy a lot of red wine and cocaine. Works every time. Crunch berry.
And no night clamming.
Says you.
Is that illegal?
I know what Ocean Shore is. I've been out there in December driving on the beach. There's a lot of signs that say no night clamming.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
I couldn't see the sign. It was nighttime.
Does that mean it's easy picking pickings at night? Or they just don't want you to get run over by a truck?
You know what? I'm not sure.
I don't know either.
I always just thought it was hilarious.
Because you can night fish, right?
Hmm?
I don't know.
I believe you can. I mean, you can in Florida, but you can do anything in Florida.
Well, Florida, yes.
I mean, come on. Oh, but you know, my husband Todd is turning 48 today. He forgot to send a birthday request in for me, but I'm a better person than him and remembered his special day. Please play him a bunch of fart sounds and a Geez Louise. Love the show. Thanks, guys. That from Gretchen.
Geez Louise.
Hello, good afternoon, man.
This is so wet. Listen to that end.
Oh, good afternoon, man. Please have you wish my partner in life and crime, Headley, pronounced Headley, pecked me in the eye. An easy, breezy, beautiful 49th trip around the giant egg yolk in the sky with a fart montage and green beans medley and some advice from the captain on navigating the choppy waters of the not-so-fart sea. From the woman who doesn't know how to use a period, KT.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Choppy waters. Actually, choppy waters, aside from being a terrible blues musician, are the favorite type of waters that the old Capitan likes to navigate. It reminds me that you're alive. You know, the adrenaline rush. Actually, it reminds me of the first time I tried a little something called Brain Sparkle. Brain Sparkle's a homemade narcotic made by Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Basically, they ferment gummy bears in a discarded paint can that they found behind an abandoned coal mine on the outskirts of a Bangladeshi city. They submerge the cans in a mixture of seawater and cat urine for 30 minutes, heated up on hookah coal stolen from a legless hobo. Well, when the gummies start to bubble, that's when you get to huff it. And the sensation, it's like choppy water. If your nostrils are on fire and you had tunnel vision in one eye. Crunch berries.
Hey, guys, my Aunt Barbara is having her birthday today. Barbara is a great person, mother and aunt, though she refuses to watch Maryland in person with the rest of us Smith family.
Oh, Maryland football games.
Could she get some fish sandwich and some of Miles' dad jokes? Thanks. You guys are the best, and Mike is sexy.
Yeah.
That
you're
from Ted.
I'll
buy you a fish sandwich.
Damn right.
Happy birthday, Aunt Barbara. Also, my confirmation sponsor.
Oh, really?
Okay.
But seriously, she is awesome. But she gets so annoyed with the rest of us, she don't go to the games.
Really?
Yeah.
It's because you guys are jackasses or she doesn't like Maryland?
My Uncle Tim, her husband, makes a unique sound.
Oh, okay. Well, Aunt Barbara, since you are family, I'm going to give you every single dad joke that I have as we get to the weekend.
All right.
Every single one. Here we go. Guys, the doctor asked me if I smoke or drink coffee.
Oh, yeah?
I drink it.
Oh.
I sued the airline for losing my luggage.
Oh, yeah?
They lost the case. What did I say to the wife after I bought her the wrong kind of flowers?
I don't know.
Whoops, a daisy.
All right, Miles. What do you call a book club that's stuck on one book?
Book club that is stuck on one book.
I don't know.
Church.
Guys, yesterday I wore something from 10 years ago, and guess what? It still fits.
Oh, yeah?
Socks. What did the goose say that immediately went viral?
The goose.
What did the goose say that immediately went viral?
Where the quack women at? I don't know.
Honk to a. I have a horse named Mayo.
Mayo?
Mayo.
Oh! I know how Mayo
does. Mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise, yes. Very good.
All right.
What do you call two monkeys that share an Amazon account? What do you call two monkeys that share an Amazon account? Prime mates. Why do astronomers hate vegetarian restaurants?
Because it has zero stars.
They need something meatier.
Ted speaking from the heart.
It's all for Aunt Barbara. All for Aunt Barbara.
Come on, Barbara.
What is the Tooth Fairy's music label called? What is the Tooth Fairy's music label called?
Some with Bluetooth.
Dental Records.
All right.
And finally, my favorite one. I might need a drum roll for this, if I could, because this is one of the better ones I've had in a while. Guys, and seriously, think deep. Can you imagine if human beings actually came from space?
Oh, damn it. It's about to be like, thanks for keeping it clean. Mike, you know what? Don't chop up that audio for me.
Hi, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaw's a Dirty German, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Oh, God. Thank you all. We appreciate that. Okay, now I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. If we could, let's go back in time.
Nick dips his ships while he sips Schlitz as he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit, and the cuts he hunts are fun and funky.
3 cents fast.
Nick dips his ships while he sips Schlitz as he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit, and the cuts he hunts are fun and funky.
One.
Nick dips his ships while he sips Schlitz as he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit and cuts as he hunts are fun and funky.
Two.
Nick dips his ships while he sips Schlitz and he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit and the cuts he hunts are fun and funky.
Oh. Big win at Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
Everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus FCC.
We were up so late last night.
So late. You know, Megs, you probably, I don't even know if you were up yet for the morning show by the time we went to bed. You know what I'm saying?
I think I woke up and you guys were still awake.
Still working on a Ted versus the FCC.
Yeah.
Steve
Benson
in the house.
Thursday night football.
Yes, we did. Yeah. Absolutely. I don't know whether to play heel on this. Last time you were in here, because your fantasy football team sucks, you lost to Ted versus the FCC. And now, once again, the loser is here again.
And I have nothing to do with our team. I don't even know how to get to the link. I keep losing it. I don't even know who our quarterback is.
Danny V is in charge, so he is just absolutely screwing you.
I picked a guy that doesn't know anything about football. Yeah, I know a lot, but he picked a bunch of Seahawks, and that's it.
Okay.
He picked with his heart.
Right. He did.
Okay. Yeah.
I love this fantasy football contest because Thrill and I are not sure know what's going on with our team.
You guys don't even remember to take guys out when they're injured.
Mike put me in charge of ours, and we're just kicking ass.
You guys are crushing
I'm on that all the time. That's all I do.
It's like I said on your show. Don't count on Thrill and I to be like the tech guys.
So I guess your team finished last.
Yeah, it's very apparent again.
On the fantasy football challenge. So once again... Steve, you will do this week's Ted versus the FCC. And as Ted duly noted before we started the segment, you, in fact, will put losses in his loss column on the overall total of the year.
Much like Danny's doing to you.
Right. I kind of forgot about that.
This crap is rolling downhill fast.
Yes.
Mike, what is my record? Am I still over 500?
Ooh, that's a good question, Ted.
Because
you are 19-13 on the year.
All right. Okay. All right.
Still, 19-14 is still respectable.
Well, I've won Rob tickets on your show.
How about we do a little win for Ted?
I'll try.
Thanks.
As we said, lo and behold, we got a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. So, Steve, once again, you'll be taking on a listener who goes by the name of Joe. This is an oldie but a goodie as far as the content. It is a Ted versus the FCC based on the television show The Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah. Goes in the way back.
Right. Exactly.
Good old boys.
That's it.
No man so, no harm. This week's all you ever saw been in trouble with the law.
Who was that, Merle Haggard?
They were born.
Was that Merle?
Black and
white. That's just a little bit more than Law of the Hill.
I don't know who sang it.
I think it was Merle Haggard.
Was it him?
I believe it was Merle Haggard.
He also narrated the show, right? Well, them Duke boys are getting close to the whole thing.
They used to have a bunch of actor, country stars back in the day that would sing the themes.
Waylon Jennings.
Oh, yeah.
Waylon Jennings. Close enough. Close enough. Same dude. Same guy.
Different name, same guy.
Same guys. Drank whiskey, smoked cigarettes. Okay, this week's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. Bo and Luke sniff Daisy Duke's cute, quaint cut constantly, while Boss Hogg and Uncle Jesse molest Cooter's cut from heinous anus. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC...
You gotta be kidding me.
...is you need to read that one
you
time.
You didn't see that episode?
Then three times
Come
fast.
On, Steve! Spoiler alert, I have it on my DVR.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
DVR.
All right. So I just start up.
You start it one time through.
Right. One time through. Then three times fast. Bo and Luke sniff Daisy Duke's cute, quaint cut constantly while Boss Hogg and Uncle Jesse molest Cooter's cut from heinous anus.
Three times fast.
Bo and Luke sniff Daisy Duke's cute, quaint cut constantly while Boss Hogg and Uncle Jesse molest Cooter's cut from heinous anus.
One.
Bo and Luke sniff Daisy Duke's cute, quaint cut constantly while Boss Hogg and Uncle Jesse molest Cooter's cut from heinous anus.
Two.
Bo and Luke sniff Daisy Duke's cute, quaint cut constantly while Boss Hogg and Uncle Jesse molest Cooter's cut from heinous anus.
Oh, yeah. God damn them Duke boys. There's a win in 10 versus the FCC.
That quaint cut part was very scary.
Sean, the day's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in just minutes, we'll drink a toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Teen smoking and tobacco use have dropped to their lowest level in 25 years.
Good. Good.
Amen to that, man.
Look, I'm a smoker. If you're listening to me and you're don't do it. My son asked me a couple of months ago, and hating this question as a parent, right? And I'm a smoker, whatever. Go outside and do my cigarette. He's out there talking to me about whatever we're talking about. And finally he goes, Dad, why do you smoke? And I looked him dead in the eye. And I said, because I'm effing stupid. But it hit him. I said, that's it. I said, man, you can do anything you want in your life. You're going to F up. You're going to go your own way. promise me you will not do this.
I don't think I have met a smoker in my life that has encouraged anybody to pick up that.
No, I don't encourage anyone to pick up smoking. It's a horrible habit, and I know that. That said, as a smoker, as a veteran smoker, I truly enjoy the moments that I smoke. But unlike celebrating a birthday party where that's fun too, it's an addiction.
We're celebrated drinkers in this room. And to a degree, we're all a little bit addicted to the drink.
Just a wee bit.
But it's a fun thing. And at least in moderation, we're okay with whatever. Smoking. I understand you enjoy it. That's why you do it, is because you do enjoy it. And to some degree, it's like, I really kind of need to go enjoy myself right now. But at the same token, like I said, I haven't heard a single one that hasn't said, doggone it, I don't wish anybody
to get off. What do you think is the biggest thing? Well, it's like doing drugs, man. I mean, like, I enjoy smoking because I've trained my brain to make it that I enjoy smoking. We do drink a lot. Earlier this week, kind of wanted to go to the bar. Me and my wife both did, but dealing with the kids. We didn't go to the bar, but you don't have, like, an alcohol fit.
Yeah.
I still went outside and smoked.
A strong urge, but not a fit.
We just didn't drink anything that night.
What do you think it is, though? Is it like people don't smoke indoors anymore? Is it the conscious effort to like get it out of TV and movies?
I think a lot of it is, honest to God, the fact that they get it out of TVs and movies, sponsorships, etc. That's one. So kids and just don't hear that it's sponsored
for
by.
Decades.
And you're outside, because anytime I smoke, I own my home. I still go outside to smoke. It's this thing where you separate yourself from the pack. And kids, look, man, say what you want about kids. They're so stupid now. They're not. But they understand the dangers of it. So their perspective is like, one, I don't see a lot of people doing it. The people I do see do it fictionally, generally, are the bad guys. Right?
Sure.
That's not something you want to do. And it's not just pervasive advertising.
That's also something that, as kids sell, like you used to sell porn, right?
Yeah.
It's also not...
God, you make me sound bad, but you're right.
No, I mean, but now they have that. So that's there.
Right.
But with cigarettes, there's no market for it. If you could go and readily get them and buy it, you have a better chance of stealing a bottle from your parents' house than them being smokers.
Right.
Or whatever you're going to do.
Yep, that's true.
You want to smoke weed or whatever you want. I just feel like cigarettes are like, it's not worth being attainable.
It's not worth it, and you're going to spend your money there.
Correct. If I have a fake ID, I would rather get a six-pack of beer or some White Claws if I'm a
kid.
Than
a pack of smokes.
Then a pack of smokes don't matter.
Well, and I know growing up myself, smoking was one of those things that was demonized, and I know that people get drawn to different things for different reasons, I'm not going to talk about all that, but I do know that smoking was one of those things where if a cigarette was ever offered to me, there was a barrier. There was like, there is nobody telling me anything good about that, including the people that use it.
There's no buzz.
That's the thing. Yeah. I try to reinforce that with the kids. I'm like, look, I'm a smoker because I effed up and here I am, right?
But
they understand that because the way they perceive me anyway, it's like, look, man, I don't sweat anything and do not tell me there's anything that cannot be done, right? I stand by that. However, with smoking, Dad's going to have a cigarette, right? And it's a sign of weakness. It's the truth.
Bizarrest thing ever. I go to bed every night. I try to sleep about 7-8 hours. I wake up in the morning. I smoke a cigarette. First thing I do, it's not a big deal. I use the bathroom. Get a cup of coffee. In those 8 hours, I don't crave a cigarette. If I get on a plane for 5 hours...
Oh, man.
When I get off that plane, I need a cigarette. And when I do smoke it, I get the biggest buzz ever. Now, when I wake up in the morning, I don't really get a buzz from a cigarette.
It's part of your habit.
It's just like, it's a mental... Something mental is going on as well.
I do think the indoor thing helped, too.
It does.
When I was a bartender... Like, we would smoke cigs just to pass the time. Reduces the frequency.
And I do that now, but you're right. You got to go outside to do it. And actually, a texter says, look, I'm a smoker. Smoking cigarettes was the one thing I told my daughter, do not start. Told her I started because my friends and I, we...
Yep, that's exactly... exactly right. And I told my daughter the same thing.
A lot of people, and some are they're checking in now, kids are now vaping. I get that, man.
But they also say teen smoking, so I think that includes vaping. You're right, kids are vaping,
well,
for
right,
sure.
You
that's
did say tobacco use is way down, but like vaping and like Zins don't count because they're just nicotine.
Correct.
Right.
So are we robbing Peter to pay Paul?
But again, they differentiate between teen smoking and tobacco use.
Okay.
So
no, but that
I don't know if it is
point,
just cigarettes or if it's like dip or if it is that.
But I think it's this too, because that made a good point. I'm thinking about it now. Like, look, kids will vape. And I don't encourage that either. But kids will vape, but it's the nicotine.
Yeah.
So you can be addicted to anything. Like I said, the reason they don't make caffeine illegal is because everyone enjoys coffee and Coca-Cola, right? But with smoking, it's what it does to your lungs. So you can be addicted to nicotine. People accept addiction. They don't want you to pollute your lungs with your addiction.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I actually had a very good friend of mine get off of smoking. He said he was out smoking in the yard one day, and he turned around, and he saw his daughter inside. You know, as kids do, they get into stuff. And she was old enough to walk around and talk, but not enough to really know better. And he saw that she was getting into his cigarette. So he goes inside, and she has a cigarette in her mouth, and she says, "Look, Daddy, I'm you." That was the end of it. That was the last day he smoked.
Right, I should have had that moment. I would say one of the more bone and soul-crushing moments of my parent. I think my son was 3 or 4 years old, but I'm outside smoking. Both kids are out chatting to me about whatever. And, you know, like anything, little kids, they always want to impress their parents. They want to make sure they're loved, right? By the way, if you're listening and you're a child, your parents will love you, trust me. But my son, he points at the ashtray, there's a couple of crumpled up butts, and he goes, "Ah, I love these things."
Oh.
And I mean, dude, aside from having your soul ripped out and then pooped on by Satan, I kind of got up in his ass about that. I said, "No, you don't.
No, you
and
don't.
This is your dad's
but
enemy."
But he didn't even know.
He didn't know. Yeah. But that's why it really hit me.
We're going to build this into the foundation here.
Yeah.
I got to move on. 1 in 4 people think that they'd fail their driving exam if they took it today.
I believe you.
Yeah. Oh. Seeing you out on the road, I believe it.
No, I don't believe that.
No?
No. Because I got a motorcycle endorsement. Basically, I had to do everything over again as far as the written and all that. And I think that... Hopefully you should be able to pass that, and if not, again, you should not be on the road. Yeah. I mean, that's basically all it is.
But I think, like a lot of things, you know how to pass the test, but how you, once you get the license to do whatever it is you want to do, you can do what you want.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Miles, too, because I physically lost my ID, so like 10 years ago, I had to retake the test, both of them.
Right.
Okay.
Written and driving.
Huh. All right.
The written part was much harder than the driving part.
It is, dude. Absolutely. They make the questions... They purposely write those damn things to be confusing.
Yeah. On the road, you know I'm going to do what I can to protect myself.
Right.
Well, it's guaranteed. It's survival instinct. Yeah. But when you ask me a direct question, like, I don't actually know. By the way, Mike, just real quick, someone, we're talking about the smoking thing, drinking, whatever. Someone says here, I read about the negative effects of drinking. And that's when I quit reading.
A new study found that too many toys can be bad for kids.
Don't ask me why. I'm not working on it. Give your kids toys. That's all I'm going to say there.
Does anybody here in this room know what happened on this day in 1876?
1876? It was the 100-year anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
You're off by a few months.
Damn it.
It's October.
I was just thinking 76.
No, I got you, man.
1867. Sorry, I said the wrong way.
Oh, well, that changes everything.
1867.
Ooh.
No. Oh, I know. Yeah.
We bought Alaska.
Bam! We bought Alaska!
Oh,
Ted.
Bought Alaska.
Ted,
what a deal.
Seward's Folly. Let's learn.
The Minter Top 10. The Minter Top 10.
10 fun facts about Alaska. Seward's Folly. Andrew Johnson's Polar Bear Garden. Clearly, without Alaska, we wouldn't have Alaska Airlines. And we'd all be stuck flying bitch on Frontier or Pan Am. Though, I did like the saucy outfits those Pan Am minxes wore. Oh, well, hello, kitten. Yes, I would like another old-fashioned. Say, speaking of old-fashioned, what do you... Anyway, Alaska. I remember I was contracted by the state of Alaska to serve as a resident doctor in a quirky little town named Roslyn. About the only thing it had going for it was a decent bar and a fetching female bush pilot named Maggie. Oh, Maggie. That grudge sex could make a polar bear blush. Positive Friday.
You don't believe him, Ted?
I mean, that's good. I just sound like, wait a minute.
He had to come in and explain that one to me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was all like, right. Did you get that? I was like, no, I didn't.
Northern Explosion.
Northern Explosion.
So these are some things that you didn't know about our friends up in Alaska. I don't have a whole lot of time here, but the state sport of Alaska. Anybody know?
Dog sledding.
Dog mushing. Yep. Absolutely right. Correct.
Mushing.
Alaska actually means the great land.
Okay.
Well, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Let's see here. The nation's two largest forests are located in Alaska.
I can believe that.
Largest mountain in North America?
This actually doesn't shock me. Alaska has no poison ivy or poison oak.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot grows up.
They're too cold, man.
That's right. Alaska is seismically active.
Yes.
Yeah, like all the time. Yeah. Yeah. So some things that you might not have known about Alaska. About 3% of Alaska is covered by glaciers.
Only 3?
Only 3%.
Wow, okay.
In fact, most U.S. glaciers are up in Alaska.
That I believe.
I think the other one is in Glacier National Park.
If it's still there.
It should be.
Yeah.
Alaska has coastlines on 3 different seas.
It does.
Bering, Arctic, and...
The Biggin.
What?
Pacific.
Oh, that's
the ocean.
The Arctic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and the Bering Sea.
You said sea.
I'm a liar. I know. You're a liar, Mike. I'm reading the thing.
3 C's means your report card sucked.
Yeah. Or in my case, awesome.
Yeah, you're eligible. Alaska is 14.2% native.
Aleutian.
Water.
Oh.
It's probably higher.
Alaska actually has more coastline than the rest of the U.S.
True.
Combined.
Yeah.
You just can't swim.
Yeah.
You can. You're going to freeze to death and die.
Right.
I mean, I was fine in the Sound last weekend, but Alaska, I might have to actually think about it before I hop in.
Yes, you should think about it before you hop in.
That's a true polar bear plunge there, dogs.
Yeah. I'd probably do it if it was sunny.
There are more than 3,000 rivers and 3 million lakes in Alaska.
Wow.
3 million.
They have more than 100 volcanoes and volcanic fields. They're just a bustling metropolis up there. But then the number one fact that you might not have known about Alaska on this here, the day that we bought Alaska about in 1867.
Suck it up, cupcake.
It's home to 17 of North America's tallest mountains. You're absolutely right there, Miles. Yeah, 17 of the tallest mountains.
It is a kind of a fascinating place, man. It is. Just it based is on the rest of the U.S., you know, we got all this stuff going on. You go to Alaska, there's Anchorage. Yes, there are other cities, and then there's nothing.
I do want to get up there.
Yeah, you look at people, every single person go, what are you running from?
Who's looking for you?
A county in New Jersey was left without power, but they've actually figured out who the culprit was, Miles.
Who was the culprit?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to the weekend and drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Quick time it is, and as usual, we head to see Drink Desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the Shio Meisha SeaWorld of Shenzhen, China. Now, earlier this month, the aquatic park reopened its gates to visitors after a 5-year hiatus for renovations. Now, the 180,000 square foot marine park, it attracted 100,000 paying customers in its first week alone. But that financial success, it was overshadowed by the fact that this is an animal display in China. Now, for some context, you may remember that a few weeks ago, a zoo came under fire when their pandas were revealed to be dogs that were painted black and white. Or the lion, that was a long-haired dog shaved to have the appearance of a mane. Or the donkeys that were painted with stripes and advertised as zebras. Or the sun bear that was a dude in a costume. Or the penguin display made up entirely of inflatable penguins. Or the plastic leopard. Or the fox that they passed off as a leopard. Or the rats, most impressively, that they tried to pass off as snakes. Now, the Shio Meisha SeaWorld, it has been caught with getting a lot of heat because the giant whale shark, super impressive, that's at the aquarium, it's a life-size robotic whale shark. Dude, they were hoping no one...
Robots? Listen,
it is a robot. To be fair, as far as robotics go, it's kind of impressive when you look at it. The issue that people had is they didn't tell anyone that it's robotic. So these people went to the aquarium. One of the main attractions was, in fact, a whale shark, and people are like, that's a freaking robot. They did admit to it, so it is a robot. So understand, at the time that it was open to the public, they apparently had a whale shark. In the 5 years since, when they did the renovations, a new law came down in China where you can't have something like a whale shark in the aquarium. Most people did not know that law had passed. The aquarium chose not to share that with people and tried to fool them with the whale shark. Look, at this point, honest to God, I want to go to China just to visit zoos. I just want to see the animals they try to pass off as other animals, because on some level it's more interesting. Quick thing to the National Zoo in D.C. Make sure the real pandas that they just sent there.
That's a good idea.
All I'm going to say. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Choice
Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault. Saturday, Men's Room Mystery, Dealer's Choice, Bad Choice Friday. Today, we each picked an individual song.
Yes.
No one knows what each individual member of the show has picked.
Nobody knows.
You just go and you pick the member of the show that you trust to bring you a decent song at 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Mike, how was the voting?
An amazing, unfathomable one-sided battle.
Okay, yeah. All right, okay, before we get there, what were the other people's choices?
Coming in fourth place with 12%, the people that actually believed that I would put on a good song, so I present to you all a little bit of Blue Suede, Hooked on a Feeling.
Ah, hooked on a feeling.
That would have been a great tune.
You would have gotten less if you put it out
there. Oh, it's a great song,
you.
Mike.
I told you all this was a good song. I was going to set
and
you all
got
up on a Friday.
12% of the vote.
I got 12%
all
of
right.
the dog.
Who came
voting.
In third?
It's not fair, man. Coming in third place, Miles, you're right there with me, buddy, at 19% of the vote. And we missed out on some cowboys.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
All right.
You'll get it, man.
But this is where things took a little bit of a turn. You see, it got a little bit more heated than that. As we move on over to our third place, which, Ted, you put up a good fight, my man, but you just couldn't keep up. So we missed out on. Hang on, I have to see who in the hell did this song.
So Ted's in second place.
Yeah. Right. Do you guys remember Fernando Rodney, formerly of the Mariners?
The closer?
Sure.
Closer. Always shot the arrows whenever he won.
Yeah, he had the hat kind of cocked to the side a little bit.
Well, he had a great walkout song. You all missed out on a techno dream not voting for Ted.
Don't
Smith.
Take your E yet.
I'll tell you what, Martin Garrix came out at the end of that F1 race last year, and I about lost it.
Is that a song?
Yeah, it's called Animals. Okay, yeah, but right. I really like him as a DJ.
So
I was like, he sounds like he's here.
Sounds like Thrill won.
Thrill did indeed win. And so now, to grace your ears,
because they know the threat is funky,
I'm bringing you all some Commodores for a Bad Choice.
Oh! Right. Welcome to the weekend. Nice pin, man. Yeah, you are listening to the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW, Seattle.